This is a Phase One commutation hearing for Mr. Jane Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N, DOC number 073536. Mr. Carlson has six offenses listed on his record, the record that we have coming from the Department of Corrections. And I'm going to summarize each one of them just very briefly. The first one is sexual assault. This was a 17-year sentence. He's requesting a reduction of 6 years. And his SED date on that one would be March 4, 2023. And of course, if we honor his request, that would be for time served. The second one would be burglary second degree. That would be 11.25 years, and he's requesting a reduction of 11.25 years. And on that one, he would SED on August 11, 2031. And again, that would be time served. The next one is sexual assault. And that one is for, I am going to assume, 28 years. And he's requesting a reduction of 28 years, which is time served. And his SED is listed as being that of May 7, 2048. The next one is burglary, second degree. And he would, this is 11.25 years, and he's requesting a reduction of the same. And the SED on that one is listed as September 28, 2056. The next one is for kidnapping, and that one is a 20-year sentence, and he's requesting a reduction of 20 years. And the SED is listed as June 27, 2065. And the final one is burglary second degree, which is a 15-year sentence. He's requesting a reduction of 4 years. And his SED would be that of May 4, 2021. And if we honored his request, it would be for time served. Based on information that I've gleaned, and I'm just going to be very brief on this one, that he is requesting this reduction. And the reason for this request is, among other things, is that he's not the same person that he was. Since he's been incarcerated, he's received his AA degree. He has 130 hours college credits, and he's completed the SOETP, and he's currently enrolled in the advanced SOETP program. He went to trial. There was no plea deal. Was his sentence excessive? His reaction to that is the sentence is more than necessary. And he went on to quote in that same thing about excessive sentence, he is not stupid. That's a quote from him. But he went on to say once that he once was. I don't know what that means, but I just put that in the record because he put that in the record. During his incarceration, he's had only three disciplines, and his last one would have been 2005. The last time he appeared before this board, well, not the last time, but he did appear before this board on July the 3rd, 1990, for a 412A. That would have been general parole, and he was granted general parole at that time. On July 11, 1995, he came in to this board for a special hearing, and he was not recommended to the governor. Somehow he felt that he was recommended to the governor, and that this board has declared that he was that his sentence was excessive. But based on Ames, my review of Ames in 1995, he was not recommended to the governor at that time. We do show that he had restitution at around $2,980. We do not know at this time whether that has been taken care of or not. He has two letters of support. One is from a leader, a pastor in a church, in a Christian church, and he has a second one, and he has a number of certificates. As I've indicated, he do show six offenses, and because they extend over a period of time, it is hard to say that the sentences were excessive, because there are so many sentences. Just as one board member, I'm not in favor, and one reason I'm not in favor, I think that he has some other options that he needs to look at rather than commutation phase one, but I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time as it relates to Mr. Parson. Yes, Honorable Ms. Wittenberg.
Sir, I agree with you. He's essentially asking for some of these counts to be dismissed entirely because he's asking for a reduction of the entire amount. So I agree with you.
And I think he has, I'm not going to say what the options are, but I think there may be some other options that he could possibly look at to bring to this board, but that would be his decision to determine what those options are. But further discussion by board members as it relates to Mr. Carson. Hearing no further discussion from board members, then I am going to make a motion at this time, and my motion would be not to pass to phase two, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, by unanimous determination of this board, Mr. Carson, ADC number 073536 will not be passed to phase two. And this will end this hearing. Thank you.